This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States is withdrawing from a nuclear treaty with Russia that's been in effect for decades. In making the announcement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this morning that Russia's been violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty for years.
Russia has jeopardized the United States' security interests, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
Pompeo says that treaty will become null and void tomorrow. Some of the most dangerous cold weather to strike the nation's Midwest and Northeast in memory is finally starting to ease, but not before at least 21 people lost their lives this week to it. The cold now finally expected to move out today. Some areas that have had wind chills as low as 40 and 50 below zero could reach the 50s on the thermometer this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk Life. Move over avocado toast. One of the most Instagram foods may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness, meeting friends for lattes, or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Yeh, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
"Milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my Blintz baked French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real."
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with Milk on Instagram using hashtag LoveWhat'sReal and hashtag Sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love what's real.
U.S. Senate Democrat from New Jersey, Cory Booker, announcing today that he is going to run for president in 2020, joining an already crowded Democratic field. News of his entering that field draws a very critical response from counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway.
I would ask him a couple of questions today as he runs from my native New Jersey. One is, what's wrong with the candidates that are already in there? What's your objection to Kamala Harris running, Elizabeth Warren? Kirsten Gillibrand, these others who have already announced, Tulsi Gabbard maybe. If he were a Republican running against him, they would immediately call him a sexist for running against these women in the Democratic field. But I'd also ask him, what exactly have you accomplished that qualifies you to be the commander-in-chief?
She spoke on Fox and Friends. In a blockbuster report from the government, the U.S. economy is shown to have added 304,000 jobs in January. Analysts were expecting 172,000. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Wicked winter weather and freezing cold temperatures continue across the country. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. Crews are still trying to restore power to more than 7,500 customers in seven states. The cold is also freezing fuel lines in planes. FlightAware's Mark Duell.
So far, more than 5,000 flights have been canceled. Once the aircraft and the crews are out of place, they can take about a day or so to get back to normal operations, depending on how bad the disruption is. So even once the weather lifts and improves, there'll still be some flights canceled or delayed.
Former Arizona Senator Republican Jeff Flake heading to CBS News as a consultant, and another well-known former Republican lawmaker, South Carolina's Trey Gowdy, also signing a TV deal at a different network. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
On the heels of an announcement by CBS News that former Republican Senator Jeff Flake is joining that network as a news contributor, Fox News says it signed former South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy to be a contributor there. Gowdy will offer political and legal analysis across both FNC and Fox Business Network programming during daytime and primetime hours. Gowdy will continue to practice law while also lending his expertise to Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is waiting for you right there. We're going to be talking about a new book. Unbelievable is the title. Seven Myths About the History and Future of Science and Religion. And we've got an expert with us, of course, the author as well, Dr. Michael Keyes, a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and a former Fulbright scholar, holds a Ph.D. in the history of science from the University of Oklahoma and serves as lecturer in the history and philosophy of science at Biola University. Dr. Keyes, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, I got to tell you, Michael, you know, more and more what this all comes down to in the marketplace, whether we're talking politics, just about anything that is discussed in the public square today, it seems to come down to either you're for religion, and when I'm talking about religion, I'm not talking about man-made, I'm just talking about the spiritual aspect, or you're against it. And that appears to be the dividing role, or at least the road that I'm seeing here in the culture today. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I think if we are the product of an unguided material process, we're just an accident, then there are no moral standards that are actually, you know, real moral codes. It's just anything goes. And mm-hmm. on the other side of the divide is, well, if we're made for a purpose, then we ought to live our lives in harmony with that purpose and function, you know, as whole people, you know, and have a robust civic life where we respect each other and don't just, you know, howl at each other and call each other names, which is what political discourse is becoming these days.
Exactly. And, Michael, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, this is what we're seeing, and I think people are a bit confused because of the rhetoric and, you know, the tribalism, they call it, and, you know, this great divide. But to me, what I'm seeing, I mean, clearly, it's the book of Judges. You know, the people begin to see things according to their own eyes. And, you know, we've got what I believe still is a minor percentage of people. They're very loud and they're very boisterous, and they've been given a lot of place, especially by the mainstream media, to credibilize their position.
Yeah, guys like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye, the so-called science guy. You had those in mind, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, among others.
Yeah, sure. But they're the mm-hmm. most, some of the most well-known names. And they try to make it look like science and traditional religion, theistic religion particularly, are at war. But I've done the work and found out as you drill down into the real historical facts, you find out these stories are pure myth. And that's why I wrote a book, because I've been teaching this stuff for a quarter century to college students. I thought, hey, it's time to go public.
Well, and the thing is, and what we've been inviting people to do again, Michael, and I know you've been doing this all your career, it's called critical thinking. You know, and it's sad that here in the 21st century, we have to reintroduce the concept of critical thinking, especially to all these kids that are paying, you know, $50,000-$60,000 a year to be indoctrinated.
Yeah, you know, and Christians invented the university during the Middle Ages. And yes. It was originally a place where you could debate freely, pro and con, just about any view. And secular universities came much later, and now it's socializing people in a particular worldview, and it's not really education. It's driven by that materialistic perspective. And so one of the myths that I debunk is that the Middle Ages were dark ages because of Christianity. Mm-hmm. No. That's where the university got started, and that was the most sustained home for science ever. And it's still, you know, there's still good work being done there.
Right. And again, you know, we've been warned all along that there are those times, and it seems to be consistent in the cycle of life where good is called evil and evil is called good. So we're not experiencing anything new under the sun, are we?
No, yeah, just these kind of things kind of come in cycles. But now we're at the point where, because of more and more advanced technology, people are able to impose their worldview on others in a more oppressive way, and so the stakes are a little higher now than in the past.
Right. Well, the technology that also that you have a culture that is accepting of this, the whole idea of political correctness gave way to this. This has all been part and parcel, and now everybody is, shamed in one way or another because of whatever position they take, which could be antithetical to the current cultural mood.
Yeah, you know, one of the myths I debunk, another one, is the idea that a big universe is a problem for Christianity. And it's really just sentimental atheism. It's not really an argument. It's like, well, you know, the universe is really big. Yeah, it's huge.
Right.
And the story goes, well, pre-modern religious people were ignorant of the huge size of the cosmos, and then it was only modern people that figured it out, and thus getting rid of religion along the way. But you go back even to the Hebrew Old Testament, and, you know, Psalm 5, one of the most quoted psalms through four centuries of astronomy, professional astronomers would quote Psalm 5 very often saying, look, you look at the night sky, like with the psalmist, what is man, God, that you are mindful of us? We seem so small, we feel so small, and yet the psalm goes on, you've crowned us with glory and honor. You know, we're made in God's image.
Right.
So, exactly. You know, religious people knew the universe was big, and even scientists who were religious, like Copernicus, Kepler, Galileo, they knew the universe was huge, and it was entirely consistent with their Christian faith.
Exactly. And when they studied the stars, I mean, the application of the stars, the design of the skies, everything, I mean, it is a wonder to behold. But if we don't look up and see and bear witness to God's glory, it's to our loss, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the heavens declare the glory of God, Psalm 19, the second most quoted psalm, over four centuries of professional astronomers. And I have a database of 130 astronomy textbooks up to the current day, spread over four centuries. That's part of the new angle on my book, Unbelievable. It's just showing how, you know, it wasn't until really the 19th century that a lot of these myths got going in textbooks, and now they dominate the textbooks. But, you know, you go back earlier, and science and faith were in harmony. And even today, about half of American scientists believe in God. But it's this very vocal,
yes,
tiny minority of, you know, of viral atheists that make it look like it's, you know, science versus religion. It's just not accurate.
You know, and when you talk about the textbooks, Dr. Keyes, I mean, they've been hijacked by this progressive thought and mindset that is antithetical to God. It's Darwinistic, is it not?
Yeah, and, you know, there's this new myth on the horizon that the textbooks are peddling. Because, you know, if you believe the historic myth that I debunk, you know, a big universe is the problem for Christianity, or the Dark Ages were dark because of the church, or whatever, It leaves a significance void. Okay, well, that's being filled now with a seventh futuristic myth that I call the extraterrestrial enlightenment myth. And I don't know if you want to talk about that now, but that is that's a whopper.
Well, I'll tell you, let's do it only because it sounds like this is going to be deep and there's other things that we want to talk about in your book. So let's go to break, and when we come back, we will continue to address unbelievable seven myths about the history and future of science and religion. Dr. Michael Keyes is with us. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Just an
another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back Radio America, just the way you like us, fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Keese continues. We're talking his book, Unbelievable, Seven Myths About the History and Future of Science and Religion. Before we get into the big whopper that we teased everybody with, Michael, the extraterrestrial component that you unfold in your book, I want to also address another myth here. It was about Christopher Columbus. You say we didn't need him to prove the Earth was round.
That's right, Bill, because at the time of Columbus, the real debate over whether he could, you know, successfully make the trip going west to get to the east was not the shape of the Earth. It was the size of the Earth, and he was banking on the Earth being small. He was wrong about that, but he ran into another continent. So they didn't die after all. And if you go back, so that was 1492, go back in time and through the Middle Ages, and you'll find those Christian universities I told you about earlier that we invented as Christians, they taught hundreds of thousands of students throughout Europe great arguments for a round Earth. Here's one example. You look up at the moon during a lunar eclipse. The shadow of the Earth is cast on the moon, and it moves across the surface of the moon, and the edge of that shadow is curved, indicating that Earth is curved, you know, round.
Right.
So, and there's about a half dozen other really good arguments that are based on observations. And what's ironic is today, when you know, over the last quarter century, when I've taught students, you know, college students, most of them only could think of one or two arguments for a spherical Earth. But medieval students, the supposedly, you know, ignited, you know, members of the Dark Ages, they typically knew five or six arguments for a spherical Earth. And so, this is another example of how, you know, education today often becomes, you just are indoctrinated and just believe the conclusions that the majority of scientists hold, rather than giving them the process skills to think about the strengths and weaknesses of each major theory and to come up with their own conclusions. And there's not time to do that for every subject, of course, but students ought to be given the, you know, the opportunity to be able to think through, and like for particularly controversial topics like Darwinism, to be able to argue for and against it and not just be force-fed the arguments for it only, which is what is being done typically in public or government schools.
Well, Michael, what I find myself saying is that if people are going to allow their worldview to be formed by 8-second sound bites, which is the world we live in today, then we're in trouble. You know, critical thought is out the window, and we're relying on these alleged smart people, which, at the time, there were a lot of smart people and scientists that were saying the world is flat because that was the order of the day in order to get along, and whatever political pressure was exercised at that time was exercised, and thank God there was still that divide, and once again the truth of God comes through whether you like it or not. And here today in our world, there are many other topics just like that that supposedly very smart people, want us to believe. And then you find out later on that it is the money. It's what they're being rewarded in order to peddle to us and indoctrinate us on, because that's what they get rewarded for.
One of the other myths I debunk is a good example of the kind of thing you're talking about, because it was the debate about whether Earth moves or is at rest, and that there was real debate over that. Now, the shape of the Earth, that was pretty much a slam dunk from ancient times, Aristotle, Plato, all the way through the Middle Ages up to the, you know, it was well known the Earth was round for good reason. But on the motion of the Earth, is Earth at rest in the center of the universe or not? That's what I call the myth is called the Copernican demotion myth, and that's the story that says, well, yeah, there was this debate, but Christians opposed the moving Earth because they wanted it to be at the center of God's plan at rest, and only scientists opposing Christianity were able to show otherwise, like Copernicus and Galileo. And it turns out that story, if you go back to the time of Copernicus, center of the universe was considered the bottom of the universe, not the place of honor, but the place of corruption, generation and corruption, where things come into being and fall apart. Up in the sky, high in the heavens, that was considered incorruptible. Now, we know a little bit better today, you know, to nuance that story. But at the time of Copernicus and the first Copernicans like Kepler and Galileo that came in the next generation, they framed this Copernican theory as a promotion for Earth and as a way to better position themselves to do science, because there were a lot of things you could do and measure if Earth is a moving object than if it's at rest in this dead, dishonorable center.
Center of the universe,
so
right?
You're that
right,
whole exactly. story, it's read off as if it's Copernicus discredited Christianity, when he himself said that the universe was framed for the sake of humanity.
Exactly. Let's talk about the big whopper that we teased everybody about before we went to break.
Yeah.
Extraterrestrial aspect. Go ahead, break that down for us. Okay. We've got about four minutes left. Okay.
Yeah, so the Copernican demotion myth left a significance void. Those who bought into the false story, it made it look like, well, humans are no longer significant, not in the center of God's plan. Well, that void is being filled now by this seventh futuristic myth in astronomy textbooks and in Neil deGrasse Tyson, those kind of folks. And it goes like this. Any extraterrestrial, any alien able to make the trip to Earth would have to have vastly superior technology such that it would be like magic to us. Think Harry Potter. And atheists like Richard Dawkins even goes on to say that if an alien appears on this planet, again, because of its advanced evolution and technology to get here, it would have godlike intelligence. Yes, you heard me, godlike. Now, what's ironic about this is here we have modern-day materialism expecting, that is godless philosophy, expecting a godlike creature who will reform religion on Earth, supposedly based on science. But it's a very unbelievable story because the huge distances that are out there in space to even possibly habitable planets make the trip actually very, very unlikely. And even communication, it's limited by the speed of light. And so the bottom line is this. Richard Dawkins, suppose there is the appearance, suppose the devil himself appears on this planet, posing as an alien savior. What would Richard Dawkins say? Oh, it's an alien. And, oh, that looks like magic, but it's really just really advanced technology. And so it completely breaks down the ability to help other people distinguish between the natural explanation of this creature, an alien, and the supernatural explanation, namely the devil or demons or whatever, something like that. And so latter-day atheism is becoming harder and harder to distinguish from the occult. Now, isn't that ironic?
Well, I was just thinking that God must be chuckling over this, just allowing man to continue to exercise, their misguided intelligence, all for the sake of what? What's the end game here when everything is all said and done? You just can't blatantly come out and say there isn't a God, right? Because you're not going to have any followers. So you find some other way in which to, mix the language and, confuse people, sleight of hand, and you come up with these, these goofy sayings and positional statements that really, if there's critical thinking involved, it wouldn't make any sense.
Exactly. And so in this last myth, I supply that critical thinking, help people in advance. If this event, this so-called appearance occurs, if you've read my chapter, you're going to be much able to say, well, come on, let's think critically about, could this really be an alien? What is going on here? Distinguish between the natural and the supernatural. Whereas based on atheism, ironically, they're breaking down those barriers so that anything becomes believable then. Well, whatever it is, whatever kind of magic, well, that's just advanced technology. So, yeah, that's why the book's called Unbelievable.
Well, and it explodes the seventh most common religion-bashing myth. It's science's war on religion. And in many ways, Dr. Keyes, it really isn't a fair fight, is it?
No, I mean, we got the facts and the reasoning on our side. I mean, there's days where I'm thinking I'm having more fun than it should be legal for a middle-aged man to be having, destroying these really flimsy arguments. But hey, after 25 years of teaching, I think it's time to be a full-time author, and I'm having a blast.
Well, good for you, and thank you so much for coming on. I tell you, this is a discussion definitely worthy of continuing, so we need to have you back and further this conversation because we really appreciate what you bring, to the topic here. And congratulations on the book, Unbelievable. We'll be linking it at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Michael Keyes on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States is withdrawing from a nuclear treaty with Russia that's been in effect for decades. In making the announcement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this morning that Russia's been violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty for years.
Russia has jeopardized the United States' security interests, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
Pompeo says that treaty will become null and void tomorrow. Some of the most dangerous cold weather to strike the nation's Midwest and Northeast in memory is finally starting to ease, but not before at least 21 people lost their lives this week to it. The cold now finally expected to move out today. Some areas that have had wind chills as low as 40 and 50 below zero could reach the 50s on the thermometer this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, you want to sing God Help Us, huh? Well, I'll tell you, this country where we find ourselves right now, even in spite of, you know, what may be happening economically, things are improving, got a great jobs report. You know, we've gone through a partial government shutdown that has caused some challenges for people. But, you know, overall, especially when you hear what's happening up in, you know, New York, it started in Hawaii over this deal with abortion, the attack on religion. You know, people, their faith, their Bibles, their God, that somehow that is a problem, that our U.S. Constitution somehow is problematic. I mean, this is causing issues and, you know, for people across the country. And our next guest, Dr. Bruce Hartman, who's going to be joining us in a moment, he's the author of Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. Going to be talking about the large number of young adults who frequently attended Protestant worship services in high school are dropping out of church, you know. So, yes, you asked the question, you know, what is going on? Let's bring Dr. Bruce Hartman on with us now. Bruce, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Terrific, and thanks for having me back, Bill.
Well, young adults dropping out of church in large numbers. What's going on here?
It's a complicated issue, but I'll start with the statistics first. If you go back just a couple of decades ago and compare this generation to that generation, right now, if this generation is not going back to church, it's four times the amount of what we've experienced in the past. And my concern is this might be the canary in the
coal mine. Yeah.
For religion and for the institutional church. And it's something I think we all need to talk about and investigate and look into.
Is it part and parcel a result of the secularization of our culture?
Yeah, I think that's a big piece of it. You know, particularly with young people, and I'm going to define this as between 18 and 24. You know, if we remember in our own youth at that age, you know, we were very impressionable, and we tended to be more, we tended to think differently. And as we get older, we tend to become more conservative in our views.
Right.
So you have a message going out about Christianity that isn't really a proper reflection of it. And the secular world is certainly taking advantage of that. And I think it's influencing and affecting the way young people think about church and God and whether they should go to church.
Right.
What's an interesting statistic, though, and this was done by Pew Research, and I think there's a Gallup poll that agrees with this as well. 90% of this group still feels that God exists. So the disconnect is how our society is portraying God and also how they're viewing God. And it's a matter of, you know, it's either being more influenced by society and less by church. And that's the, I believe that's the issue we got to change.
I think part of it, too, Bruce, is that, look, at when you're 18 to 24 years old, you're testing waters. I mean, you're away from mom and dad. You're away from the things that you were, you know, kind of held you into account. And I know that during that time period in my life, I'm not sure with yours, but I will admit that, hey, I went out and tested everything. I mean, I was a bit of a prodigal. And interestingly enough, in the midst of all that, I was looking for God. You know, because my world got shook up. I was a conservative Catholic before realizing I was a conservative Catholic. And when a lot of church changes in the church happened, you know, St. Christopher was kicked out of the club. And, you know, all of a sudden you could eat meat on Friday. This really rocked my world. And I said, okay, well, if religion, if certain practices can be, you know, expunged so quickly, then, you know, maybe God's not there. And so I went on a search, but at the same time, I went on a search in the secular experience because I let go of some of those anchoring points, those things that, you know, tied down, you know, some moral, choices that I had previously made and, you know, went out and got involved with the world. And of course, I paid a price for it, which I greatly regret. But out of that experience, it helped me to appreciate all the more when I did rediscover God, that God is faithful and true. Now, for some of these kids, because they're experimenting, and you know, even more so, I would say, in this generation as opposed to when we were growing up, it is really unhinged. I mean, there is a release of those anchoring points, those moral anchoring points that kids had when they were with their families. You know, it's like everybody, I mean, you know, the old saying, everybody's doing it. You know, abortion is running rampant. I mean, we've got states now disgustingly saying it's okay to abort the child even after it's been born. You know, and at that point, it's just outright murder. It's what Kermit Gosnell is serving a sentence for, is in jail. But he also said, he says, I'm innocent. It's just a matter of time that you realize it. Well, based on what's happened in New York and what's happening in Virginia, he's right. He's going to be innocent. He is an unjust, you know, consequence of, you know, our attitude and our laws about abortion. But now they're being eradicated. So he's going to be liberated probably down the road.
Yeah, eventually the trend suggests that what will happen is the law will catch up to his innocence, but it doesn't really change in the eyes of God. You know, this point you brought up before about when you're 18, this is when you have the biggest disruption in your life, and I think that's true for every generation. You know, you're going off to college, or you're going into the armed forces, or you're leaving your parents' house to work. And statistically, the time you're at most risk to leave the church and leave your faith is the time that you have a disruption in your life.
Right.
And with this generation, the influences, I think, that they're getting from the world are much stronger in terms of pushing them away than they were perhaps in previous decades.
Right.
But your story is a very common story. It was the same story that I had, the same story my wife had. You know, when you're in that period, you know, you do leave for a while and you do test. I would say it's fairly natural. My concern is that, you know, we have a chronic drop in church attendance, and this does not bode well that we have four times as many children who were previously attending church have now dropped out as soon as they've hit 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, the church was established by Jesus. He said that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. He sees what's happening. This is not news to him. Technology has a huge effect, you know, as opposed to when you and I were, you know, that age.
Right.
They're bombarded with all this stuff, social media, the whole deal. And I see some churches, you know, some bright, shining lights that are adapting and, you know, are serving as a welcome light to come back, because, you know, as we all know, as prodigals, when you leave and you've abandoned these core principles, you know, you're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles going, oh God,
right.
You know, what am I doing? You know, and fortunately, you know, by his grace and mercy, our consciences aren't so seared that we're totally detached and become deranged, and totally disabled. I know in some cases that may be the case, but by and large, by his grace, we have that opportunity to come back home. And that, I think, is the opportunity for, you know, the church today to say, what are we doing to welcome, you know, to welcome these kids? Are we like the prodigal, like the father, you know, who has been so disrespected? Is he out there looking over the horizon for that prodigal child and ready to run toward him to say, come on, you know, welcome home. It's good to have you back here. Maybe that's one of the questions. More from Dr. Bruce Hartman after this. Stay with us.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more.
hour. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Now I have resurrection power, living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom. No longer am I my sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom.
You know, what is it about freedom? When we have it, it's like we end up taking it for granted. And I think this is, and I want to bring Bruce in here right now. Bruce, I think it's quite interesting what we're discussing in our country right now. There's this socialistic movement, you know, this new class of legislators that are, coming into Washington, D.C. and sold out on, you know, socialistic ideas, or at least as they best understand it. And which is a, by history and empirical evidence, is an abandonment of freedom. You're surrendering your freedom to government. That's what socialism is all about, essentially. But what is it about it that, you know, we just get so used to it that we don't appreciate it any longer? And it's like one of those things you don't know what you have until you lose it.
Yeah, I think it's. If you go back in history, whether you look at Russia or the Iron Curtain countries or China or any of these countries that have turned to socialism, what you actually find out is two things. One is a reduction in freedom.
Mm.
You think about the Berlin Wall.
Right.
I mean, they were holding their citizens in.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing you have a reduction in economic freedom as well.
Mm.
And in all cases, I don't know of any, and I've studied this, in all cases, the economy goes down and people's personal freedom go down.
Right.
But it always sounds good at the beginning. Look
right.
at Cuba. Look at what's going on in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
And it's almost like the snake oil salesman, because what they're motivated by is something they think appeals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they preach, but they don't necessarily give.
Well, at the core of all this, it really, to me, is in the face of what God calls us to do, to be fruitful and multiply. And by that, in terms of being fruitful, it speaks of our productivity. There's something essential about our being to have this pride of productivity, the sense of fulfillment that we're contributing. You take that away, which I think we got a little taste of that in the previous administration because it became so regulatory. You know, dreams were lost. Frustration was abounding. And here we have a new administration that comes in, lifts the boot of the government off the throats of the working people, and look what's going on. I mean, we're hitting numbers that even, you know, the governing elite said we've never hit again. You know, that a 2% GDP was the best we could expect. Well, you know, some of us know better. We realize that we've got all this human potential and this productivity. I think this is what makes America exceptional. I mean, you know, the European countries, they take an entire month off every year. It's all built into the cake in their culture. And I think that that has a certain amount of effect on its ambition and its level of productivity, just from my observation.
Yeah, and I think you're right. You're right on 3 points. And, you know, one of them is the natural human state is to want to be productive and to want to be successful. And when we are not that, we either go to making excuses, but more importantly, if it really bothers you, it can become a form of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So the human being that's designed by God is designed to be fruitful.
Right.
And that's why that command exists, number one. Number two, if you go back to the Reagan years, this is the exact same conversation. Mm-hmm. And it took the Reagan years, it was a few years after Reagan said this, that people started to see it. And in fact, Clinton later on, about 10 years later, said it's the economy
mm-hmm.
that's making things better. And so when we start constraining people, we start regulating people, you know, we're taking away their ability to create a dream.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing I want to say on this is this generation may actually be the first generation in America that's not better off than their parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why do you say that? Well, I think you're right. I believe that to be the case. And if they continue on the trajectory that they're on, how history will document this.
Yeah, so regulation, historically, when you put regulation into any economy, you're going to slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because people are spending more time doing filling out forms than they
yes.
are actually doing the work. And the forms are designed to prevent something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But many times, the regulation they put in causes more damage than whatever they're preventing. For instance, the doctor now has to hire one full-time assistant just to fill out the paperwork.
Right.
If you think about your own tax return, even if you don't have a lot of deductions and things like that, there's still about 22 pages you have to fill out. And all of this stuff adds up. It sounds little at the time, but it's Trump was right about this. It's choking our economy.
Exactly.
And our productivity.
Mm-hmm. Now, and the thing is, in what you're sharing here, Bruce, there's a lot of business, you know, whether it's the medical profession. One of my best friends is a doctor, and you're exactly right. 40% of his time, he says, Bill, 40% of my time I'm spending in, you know, medical reports. And then, you know, my patients want more time, and it's like something has to give. But this is what Regulation Nation has done. It's taken away or made very difficult that personal relationship with our doctors because the bureaucrats say this is the way things should operate, right?
Yes, and that's it. What do we want our doctors doing? What we want our doctors doing is taking care of patients, not mm-hmm. filling out forms, number one. But you can take that into any industry.
What flashed right away with me, Bruce, when you were saying this was, I was in the radio business. I was in radio sales and management, and there was this wave of regulation and paperwork that came out, and it drove me nuts. I finally told people, I said, look, you have to honor certain hours of the day, because that's when salespeople are most productive. And the corporate entities would want to tie up those hours. And I said, do you realize what you are doing? You are crippling productivity here. And it is amazing. And to this day, that disease still exists, not maybe as rampant, but I'm sure there's some, you know, people in the radio industry and in other industries that are hearing us talk and going, oh, my God, this is exactly it. This is what we're doing. We're hamstrung, and productivity is compromised, you know, at the altar of filling out all this paperwork.
Yeah, it's amazing. The people that oftentimes create the paperwork, mm-hmm. like if you go back to your sales example,
right.
they've never been salespeople. They don't know what it's like to live in a hotel. They don't know what it's like to have to have no said to you all day long.
Exactly.
And on top of that, you're going to have paperwork. And so, particularly when I was at Foot Locker and Yankee Candle, we would not, you know, President Trump said, for every new regulation, you better get rid of five.
Yes,
that's the type of stuff we were doing. Is mm-hmm. you got to get the business, and you got to get your faith, and we got to get our country to focus on what counts, not what doesn't count. And I think we spent too much time on what doesn't count.
You know, without a doubt. I mean, Newt Gingrich called it social engineering. But, you know, this is the part of the challenge you have with the ruling elites. They come in with all these systems, and they make up names and, you know, for things because they want to sound so Harvardish, or, you know, I'm from Yale and I graduated, you know, I got my degree. And, you know, but what have you done? You know, what have you produced in your life if you've been a part of something, a machine that's moving forward and truly progressing in a positive way for your customers and for your people, you know, it's a different program altogether. I mean, there's, you know, I'm not saying you abandon all that. There's some dynamic tension. But at the end of the day, you have to look and say, okay, is this tension still moving us in a positive direction? If it's regressive, then, you know, get it the heck out of there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the struggle of every business, every church, you know, every government. You always have the elite who haven't done the job.
Mm-hmm.
telling us how to do the job. If you talk to your teachers,
mm-hmm.
They'll tell you the same thing, that they have so many rules and regulations, it's almost impossible for them to teach the curriculum that they'd like to teach.
Exactly. Well, and this is what drives me nuts, Bruce, because what I find is that in so many ways we're living life in the theoretical, and it came out blatantly. When I saw this loud and clear was, and I know some people think I bash Barack Obama all the time, but this administration, we learned so much from this administration, if you're willing to observe it. But I believe that, you know, we were operating a government by theory. I mean, forget about empirical evidence. Forget about what we learned from Ronald Reagan and even Bill Clinton, George Bush, what he brought to bear on this stuff. What drives me nuts, and that's the other thing, too. I woke up and I go, my goodness, when you think about the President of the United States, this is the biggest and most significant on-the-job training position that anybody could ever have in our country when you think about it. Because you don't go to school, you don't go to some place, you don't even go to Yale or Harvard or Stanford and say, well, I want to take a Commander-in-Chief 101 and there's this curriculum that you take. No, you're thrown into the Oval Office and you learn it on the job. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I think about some of our great presidents from the past. Reagan learned fast.
Yes.
He made a couple of mistakes at the beginning. He learned fast. It's interesting, if you look at the Kennedy platform and how he got into the details, same thing. I mean, he made a lot of mistakes at first, but turned out to be, you know, a great president. Same with Eisenhower.
Exactly.
It does take, but the key is, it's about character and conviction.
Amen.
Well, we got to,
Bruce, we got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back, Dr. Bruce Hartman, on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great weekend.
You as well, Bill. Thanks.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch.
God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hi, this is...